This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. غرباء غرباء
غرباء غرباء. About whether we made the right choice. But if only there was a dua which we could do and learn and implement in our lives, where we'd know that the decision that we made was the correct decision. And there is something in Islam, as Islam is something which is complete, that if we learnt this specific dua, this specific supplication, our lives would be made much easier for us. And not only is it just a dua, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us along with this dua with a prayer. Not only is it just a supplication, but it comes along with a specific and special prayer along with it. So what is this special dua? What is this supplication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us about? What is this dua that the companions, they would say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, يعلمنا, he would teach us this supplication, في الأمور كلها, in all of our affairs. يعني we would implement this thing and this dua in all of our affairs. Something which they did so much that it was something that covered everything in their lives. كما يعلمنا سورة من القرآن. He would teach this to us just like he would teach us a surah from the Quran. So just like we memorize a surah from the Quran, ayah by ayah, word for word, letter for letter, this supplication was the same. They would memorize it precisely. And this dua, brothers and sisters, is a dua of al-istikhara. The supplication of al-istikhara. When a person doesn't know what decision he needs to make in his worldly life, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has blessed us with this dua and with this prayer of al-istikhara. He said in a hadith, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ, if one of you is deliberating and he's thinking about something and he needs to make a decision and he has options laid out in front of him, then let him pray two raka'at. فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Let him pray two raka'at min غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ, of non-obligatory prayer. So he prays two raka'at which aren't from the obligatory prayers. He prays a special two raka'at, not from the Fajr prayer or any other prayer, but he takes time out and he makes the effort and he prays two raka'at, and then after he makes these two raka'at, he makes this dua, he makes this supplication, the dua of al-istikhara. And the scholars, they say that a person can make this dua before the salam and after the salam. And they say it is better for him to make this dua before the salam, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua and would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he was in the salah and before the salam. And so what does a person say in this beautiful dua? What does he ask for? This dua that many of us have in our homes, in our dua books, but we don't realize the status of this dua and the power of this dua and how it could change our lives, brothers and sisters. The hadith continues, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person should say, and then he makes the dua, Allahumma inni astakhiruka, O Allah, I seek your guidance in making a choice, bi'ilmik, by virtue of your knowledge, by virtue of your knowledge. knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim, is all-knowing. He knows what is happening right now outside of these walls. He knows what's happening at home, with our families, with our loved ones. And He knows what has already happened, and what is happening now, and what will happen in the future. And I seek ability by virtue of your power. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ And I ask you, مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ By your great bounty. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ For verily you have power, and I have none. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ And you know, and I know not. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ And you are the knower of all hidden things. You have power and I have none. We all say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We all say this dua, and we all say this without really understanding what it means, that there is no power, no might except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ability to walk, our ability to see, our ability to speak. Sometimes we take these things for granted. And if it wasn't for these things, we wouldn't be able to make a living and support our families. And they say that a person only appreciates these things when he doesn't have them. When a person loses his ability to speak, that's when he appreciates that gift that he has been given. And when he has pain in his leg, and he is limping, and he is unable to walk, that's when he appreciates the ability to walk and this great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the dua continues. After blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the attributes of Allah azza wa jal, and this is from the etiquettes of dua, that a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before asking for something. And so we continue the dua, and we say, Allahumma in kunta, O Allah, if in your knowledge, in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amr, if in your knowledge, you know this matter that I'm going to mention. And then he mentions this problem that he has in this part of the dua. And it is enough for him to be able to be thinking about this dua in his mind and in his heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ He knows whatever is hidden in the chests. He knows what we are thinking. And when a person makes dua, he makes dua knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ You we worship and you we ask for help. And while knowing that He will help us, even when we make dua, and we don't say anything outwardly. We say it all in our hearts because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-sami'. He is the all-hearer, al-alim, the all-knower. Knowing that He knows what we are thinking, what we are feeling, what distresses us. And so we mention this problem that we have, and the dua continues, إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي is better for me in my religion. And we mention the religion first and foremost, because that is what we were created for, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ And we have not created jinn and mankind except to worship me. إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي If you think that this affair is better for me in my religion, ومعاشي and my livelihood, وعاقبة أمري and the end of my affairs, the consequences of my actions, the consequences of my affairs and the things that I do in my life, فقدره لي ويسره لي, then ordain it for me, ويسره لي and make it easy for me. So we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask that whatever decision we make, then it is made easy for us. ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ And not only do we ask for it to be made easy for us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless it for us. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ And if in your knowledge it is bad for me, شَرُّ لِي فِي دِينِي bad for me in my religion, وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِي, and in my livelihood and in my affairs, فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي, then turn it away from me. وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ, and turn me away from it. وَقْدِرْ لِلْخَيْرُ حَيْثُ كَانَ, and ordain for me and give me the good wherever it may be. ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ, and make me happy with this choice. Make me happy with this decision that you have made, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me. And so this is a dua that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and taught his companions. And if a person was to memorize this dua, brothers and sisters, if he took 15 minutes out of his time to memorize this dua, it would change the 15 years of his life and the rest of his life. Because every decision that he makes it after supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does a person make al-istikhara for? As we mentioned in the hadith, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Jabir ibn Abdullah reported, that he is to teach us this dua, fi al-umuri kulliha, in all of our affairs. So this is something which we should use in our worldly lives, not only in the things that we think are major things, such as marriage, who we should marry, what job should we take, what house should we buy, should I buy this car or should I not buy this car? But rather we should make this dua even in those things which we consider to be small. Because how many times, brothers and sisters, have we seen that we've made a decision, something which we thought was something which was minor, something which was small, and then a week down the line, 1 month later, or maybe longer, and that decision that we made comes back to haunt us. And we're so surprised how a small thing can turn out to be such a big thing. How a small problem and how a small decision and something small, a small choice that we made, became such a big issue and a big problem in our lives. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Udu'u Allah," ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "even if it is for the lace of your shoes." Even if it is for the lace of your shoes. Because if a person supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the small things, then naturally when something big happens, when a calamity befalls him, when he is tested, then he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away. And so a person makes this dua of al-istikhara, and he consults those people who he thinks are righteous, his friends, his family. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and consult them in your affairs. So consult those people who you know are righteous. Ask them for their advice in the decision that you're going to make. And when a person does this, and he makes this salah, and he makes this dua, and he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asks advice from his fellow brothers and sisters, then he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ordain for him the good wherever it may be. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam continued in the hadith, and he said, ثُمَّ انظُرْ إِلَى الَّذِي سَبَقَ إِلَى قَلْبِكَ. Then look, after a person has made this dua and consulted his fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in this problem that he has, in this decision that he needs to make, look at what has set in his heart. ثُمَّ انظُرْ إِلَى الَّذِي سَبَقَ إِلَى قَلْبِكَ. Look at what has set in his heart and what has rested in his heart, what he thinks should be the best decision that he needs to make. For verily, the good is in that thing. فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ فِيهِ. And as for the act that some people do and the misunderstanding that a person should pray Salatul Istikhara before he sleeps, and then when he sleeps, he will have a dream showing him what decision he should make. There is no report from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding this. And we don't take our religion from dreams. And how many times have we had dreams where we wake up in the morning and we're so confused because of the dream that we had? We have the strangest of dreams, subhanAllah. And so a person makes this dua, makes this salah in the times that a person's dua is accepted, such as the last part of the night. In the last part of the night, a person's dua is accepted. And likewise, when it rains. And how blessed are we to live in this country where it rains all the time. And we should take advantage of this and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it rains. And if a person is unable to make the salah, if he's unable to make the prayer of al-istikhara, he might be driving and he needs to make this decision while he's driving, then it is enough for him to supplicate and to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua al-istikhara, to make the supplication of al-istikhara. And so a person, once he makes his dua and once he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes his decision. And once he makes his decision, he sticks to that decision. And he doesn't change his mind and he doesn't become indecisive in what he wants to do. So he sticks to his decision and he knows for a fact that whatever happens from now on is going to be better for him. Because he's made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's done all he could do, all that was in his power to do, to make sure that his decision was the correct decision. And so he puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he continues and he goes along with his life, with the decision that he made. And whatever happens to him, whether he thinks it is bad or good, the decision that he made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It may be that you dislike something, that you hate something, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And it is something which is good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّهُ شَيْءٍ. And it may be that you love something. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّهُ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And it may be something which is bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you don't know. We don't know what is going to happen to us 10 minutes from now. We don't know what's going to happen to us straight after the salah, when we all go outside of these two doors, and when we leave the masjid, when we step outside of this masjid, we don't know what's going to happen to us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So he knows what is best for us, and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how great is this dua if we were to implement it in all our lives, in all the decisions that we made, knowing for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is behind every decision that we make, that our lives are in his hands. And from the times that the companions made al-istikhara was when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. and they were deciding on how to bury the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they made istikhara in this issue. And also the wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab radiallahu anha, it is reported that she made dua al-istikhara before she married the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she made dua because she wanted to know whether she would be able to give the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his due right. And you all know the famous book, Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how he would make dua and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before writing a single hadith in his book. And look at the value and the status of this book in Islam. So never underestimate, brothers and sisters, the power of dua. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Supplication is worship. Because a person knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond, and he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him if he is sincere, if he has sincerity in making his dua, in making his supplication. So to summarize, brothers and sisters, I'd like to advise each and every one of us to learn this blessed dua, this beautiful dua, the dua of al-istikhara. Because when we come to a point in our lives where we have to make a decision when it comes to our family, when it comes to our jobs, our careers, when it comes to our studies, and we need to make a decision, that we don't become confused and we don't become burdened in this issue, and we know that we can make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that He has given us a way out. So I advise all my brothers and sisters to learn this dua, to learn this supplication, and this could be a life-changing moment in their lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to memorize this beautiful dua and this beautiful salah. Allahumma ighfir al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Inna Allah ya'murkum bil-'adl wal-ihsan wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil-fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ودعوه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
صفوا صفوفكم. Straighten your rows. Make space for the brothers and sisters who are still coming in. Please turn off your mobile phones. اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى
إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
غرباء غرباء.